boom, it's in effect and ready to go. So now the Monticello Public Rail Access provides Southeast Arkansas shippers with an option to ship via rail without having to directly being directly connected to the track. So they can come in from all around, probably up to 50 to 100 miles around, trucking, and then get to the transload facility and be put on the rail. And then they can go nationwide. And in some cases, go into containers like we were talking about previously and go overseas. So here's another success story for them. But Genesee and Wyoming, I'm keeping these clipped off because these are likely the folks we're going to be dealing with in the future. And they've already met with Rick, some of the folks have, and the Missouri or Union Pacific people. And so stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated on these. And we may get some ideas on some of these facilities. Again, no need to reinvent the wheel. So that's the update.
Well, that's good news there. That it's, definitely makes it look a little more doable, doesn't it?
Yeah, when they're popping up all over there, there's different types of glare. There's heavy grain and heavy ore types of facilities. The type we're talking about is probably a premium facility that, again, it can handle maybe some bulk, but predominantly the service industry, like we just had displayed here, and then also airframe. So it'd be more of a premium nature facility, and not too many of those in the area that can handle all three types of product.
Any other new business that needs to be discussed? We had item six is the expressway. Is there any updates there that anyone knows about?
Meeting with Rick and them with Billy Long yesterday that Rick had arranged, and I think it did a lot of good.
So I appreciate Ron and Devin coming to that. But we had a really good cross section. We had Chamber of Commerce, we had the schools, we had the College of the Ozarks, business. Mason was there. I appreciated that. And so we showed the slide presentation. We talked through the facts. We showed the video. And you could tell there was a point where it started soaking in, that this was a little bit more than what he, you know, the staff always said, "Well, this project," and handed him some talking points, and he said, "Fine," like he does 50 million times. This was different.
He got excited.
He did. So we'll see what happens. But there's some piece that the people that get these grants know that we haven't been doing. I think catching up on some of these loose ends has been a big deal. Meeting with the Federal Highway Administration, that was a big deal. And I'm not sure that just that yesterday wasn't another good step forward. I don't think it ranks quite with these two, but it didn't hurt anything. So now if we get a little red blunt.
With Federal Highway, on our second meeting with them, you were there, they ask a lot of questions.
That's a lot of questions. We were able to move it to that C2 status.
What does that mean?
So originally it was an EA, environmental assessment, which is the best way to summarize it, is that much paperwork. Moving it to a C2 category exclusion 2 moves it down about that much paperwork to get environmental clearance.
I just thought C sounded better than E, so I figured if we move from E to C, it was better.
Yeah, it reduced our work one by a good bit on what's needed just to get it approved through to get to our finding those significant impacts. We're doing a project right now in Greene County that is on the EA track. It's sizably more expensive, it's sizably more time, you have to document a lot more. So by moving that C2 status, it just really reduces the red tape involved, which helps us a lot, because in our previous applications, one of the flags that we caught was that it was a moderate risk because it was an EA and hadn't been through the full EA process yet. So by moving it to a CE2, that reduces that risk load a lot. And their risk is you're not going to spend the money in your lifetime. And then I thought that the meeting went very well with Representative Long, and I did reiterate to him that if we needed to go to Roy Blunt, we didn't want to wait. Time is of the essence on this, because we would like, if there is anything that they may be able to help us with on the grant, or just call and ask questions for, if he's willing to meet, then we'll go to them and meet with them in Washington. I don't want to be at the mercy of them coming back and having a free day or something like that.
I get that.
I think we've all got the foot on the gas pedal pretty hard, and I do thank Rick for putting that together. Mm-hmm. I think that helped really move the ball forward.
Sometimes we forget that Roy Blunt and Billy Long have a paycheck courtesy of us. And so the idea of them coming back or me going out there, the other thing that happens is when you get somebody like Congressman Long coming, and then we say, well, it was nice for you to come, we'll go out and see him. Just keep that in the back of your mind. There's I guess Ron was there. I talked as direct to Joel Cannon as I did to Mike Usry about we need to get in touch with these people. So they come home, and they're around, and so when they're there, we just need to be on the calendar. So, like yesterday was a great target of opportunity because he wasn't planning on being there, but Congress was in adjournment for a funeral, so he got to be there. So that played into our hand, but Joel needs to understand that we have that kind of capability. And then when Jeremy Pruitt was taking all the photographs and doing all of that stuff, that helped us too, because Roy Blunt doesn't want to come down and meet with me. He wants to have that nice little crowd and nice little photo op and all of that too in return, and we get that. That's part of their life, so I get that. So that day worked better, but it worked better because everybody showed up.
Yeah, if it was just an empty room with you and I sitting there, Devin maybe.
Well, even getting you down there, Devin and I knew that we were coming, but we weren't sure if anybody else was. Commissioners cut their meeting short. They got there. Jane Hood came down from Simcoe. So we had regional government. We had the county governments, the city government. I mean, there was stuff.
Yes.
So that turned out, and you always hope that these kinds of meetings turn out like that. But you lower expectations. Devin brought all of his stuff. I loaded up all the audiovisual stuff we had. That's the kind of stuff that will get us a grant. Not because any one of us did something particularly special, but we all did it together. And that's what makes a difference. Ron, but
when he goes back to D.C., Senator, strange things happen in the Beltway. Most of them are political. But the administration right now is thinking behind closed doors infrastructure projects. They haven't put forward a bill because they're being clobbered with everything else. But eventually there's going to be an infrastructure bill come forward. But every step of that, even preliminarily, now Senator Long's going to know he'll say, oh, I know of an infrastructure project that I just took a look at.
I thought Greg did a good job of laying out how it's in line with the current administration's.
Yeah, with that chart.
Those charts you put together were great.
That was my seat representing the county at the Southwest Council of Governments, and that was a handout. Now, their handout was pretty poor quality, so I came home and found out where they got it by looking it up online, and then got a decent quality one. And so but you have to do those kinds of little tweaks. Details make a difference, but again, the power of that meeting was everybody showing up.
Well, the federal grants now focusing on rural is a big thing, and you illustrated that nicely with your slides. So again, when they go back and huddle there inside the Beltway, this meets all the criteria that they're looking for, and it's already, well, they're waiting for them, to be put in place. Well, that's
I remember one guy, his name was Lucky Young, he was from Oklahoma, and he always said, it's easier to ride a horse in the direction it's pointed. Well, I needed Billy to understand this horse was pointed in this direction, so let's ride. So anyway, that...
He seemed to absorb it pretty quickly.
It was good, too, when Jonas pointed out, rightfully so, that's the wrong alignment on that handout. That's the last time I'll do that handout because I got to looking at it. But the right alignment was up there, and everybody got to get up. You guys got to talk with him face-to-face with the alignment. That was good because there was I was doing a little more talking. But what happened was, when Jeremy started saying, well, you got 10 minutes left, we got to go, we needed to get this show on going. So,
yeah. I thought it was very good overall, though, and I thank you for putting it together.
All right, well, that's good. Let's hope, as Ken points out.
I have also, I'll share, that talked to some of the camo. Mm-hmm. You know, bins will be right by the lines, and they didn't act like it was going to be any big deal to work with.
Okay. Yep.
They would be willing to work with us.
Yep.
I do have one question and just lack of understanding with the 23 acres like that Ken has there, yeah, with that much road frontage. We said he couldn't get another driveway on route. But now, you know, if Devin went and bought that 15 acres behind him, you know, would, if you bought that, you know, just built a house there, would you not be able to get a driveway out to that? Into the road?
Have an easement out to it.
Yeah, because I mean,
and I admit, myself and Travis talked about that, a possible other entrance, and but that was going to be between them and MoDOT.
Okay.
We actually
built
the site distance enough to put it anywhere else on that property.
They didn't even want to do it up there by the corner.
That'd be, you know, ideally be easy, you know, if it was looping through, you know, headed in and out. But.
Yeah.
You would think that would help it move forward a little bit if it's a business.
If MoDOT could have approved another driveway, it would have definitely helped an entrance and exit, or at least have two.
Because with that driveway and the school's driveway both being a problem that close to each other, you would think where basically one project would fix both problems that someone would start to listen.
Yep. That's all part of the deal. I'm trying to obtain somebody to okay would be, you know, Turn Lane Incorporated from Victorian Heart down to the Kirbyville School. Ben's, he's going to be doing all the expansion, and that would give a relief lane or storage lane for people to turn in and out and still allow the traffic to go and not be causing rear end collisions. MoDOT did finally add the chip and seal up there on the corner by K Highway for traction. So far, since it's rained on it, there hadn't been any accidents. So.
Said if there's, we have anything else where it feels like we need to go over,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to second adjourn. Favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, ma'am. That,
Here we go.